Hi everyone, welcome to episode 34 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, TK Muffin. Today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Thanks for waiting, sorry I didn't do it last week, didn't have time. And yeah, so now it's time for the next episode. And two pieces of news this week, and both actually pretty good. So the first bit of news is the mythical Pokemon Zarude debuts in Pokemon Go to celebrate the global release, Pokemon the Movie, Secrets of the Jungle. Trainers, the latest Pokemon film, Pokemon the Movie, Secrets of the Jungle, is releasing globally on Netflix on Friday, October 8th, 2021. In celebration of the Pokemon movie's release, Zarude, the rogue monkey Pokemon, will be making its Pokemon Go debut. You'll be able to encounter it by completing a limited time special research. You can also look forward to lots of other in-game content inspired by the movie, including the return of Jesse and James to Pokemon Go. Date and time are Friday, October 1st at 10 a.m. to Sunday, October 10th at 8 p.m. local time. Features are a limited time special research story will be available. Complete this research line to encounter Zarude and help Professor Willow learn more about the rogue monkey Pokemon. This is the first time that this dark and grass type Pokemon or mythical Pokemon will be available in Pokemon Go. Note that you can obtain this special research only during the event period, and once you have it, you'll be able to complete it any time. Encounter Pokemon related to Pokemon movies, Secrets of the Jungle, Hoot Hoot, Combee, Drillbur, Cottonee, Dwebble, and more will be appearing more frequently in the wild. If you're lucky, you may even encounter a Larvitar. Explorer Pikachu will be making its return to Pokemon Go, appearing in the wild. If you're lucky, you might even encounter Shining Explorer Pikachu, which I actually have. I was really lucky last time. So yeah. Pokemon seen in the movie will also be appearing in raids throughout the event. Explorer Pikachu, Larvitar, Rock'n'Roller, Fungus, and Rufflet will be appearing in 1-star raids. If you're lucky, you might even encounter Shiny Rufflet. Lickitung, Chansey, Pinsir, Ludicolo, and Flygon will be appearing in 3-star raids. Jesse and James will continue their hijinks from last year's event. Keep an eye out for them in your snapshots. And watch out for their Meowth balloon. Jesse and James will be appearing from the Meowth balloon until Friday, October 15th at 10 a.m. local time. Get the field research task from Pokestops that will lead to encounters with Ordino, Rufflet, and more. If you're lucky, you might even encounter Shiny Rufflet. New free avatar items will be available in the Style Shop, including Adventure Hat and the Wailmer Water Bottle. Be sure to watch the movie Secrets of the Jungle on Netflix after it released globally on Friday, October 8th, 2021. And I'm not going to put the information in the show notes, but yeah. If you have Netflix, it's coming out soon, so yeah. Now for the next bit of news. And coming in October, Pokemon Go Halloween 2021 and more. It says, trainers, get ready for the spookiest month of the year. There's much to look forward to this October, including Pokemon Go Halloween, Pokemon in costumes, a tie-in event with Pokemon movie Secrets of the Jungle, the season of mischief, special research story is still ongoing, there'll be a lot more to learn about Hoopa this month too. October research breakthrough encounters. From Friday, October 1st at 1 p.m. to Monday, November 1st at 1 p.m. PDT, encounter Yamask in research breakthrough encounters. Weekly 1 Pokecoin bundles. Every Monday in October, a one-time purchase bundle containing a remote raid pass and other items will be available in the shop for 1 Pokecoin. Featured Pokemon in raids, the following Pokemon will be appearing in 5-star raids throughout October. The mythical Pokemon Trainer 6 holding a Douse Dive will be appearing in 5-star raids from Friday, October 1st at 10 a.m. to Tuesday, October 12th at 10 a.m. local time. This particular Genesex Pokemon debut, and will not be appearing as shiny Pokemon at this time. Altered form Giratina will be appearing in 5-star raids from Tuesday, October 12th at 10 a.m. to Friday, October 22nd, 10 a.m. local time. If you're lucky, you might even find a shiny one. Darkrai that knows the attack Sludge Bomb will be appearing in 5-star raids from Friday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. to Friday, November 5th at 10 a.m. local time. This is the first time that Darkrai will be appearing in Pokemon Go with this attack. If you're lucky, you might even count a shiny one. In addition, the following Mega Evolve Pokemon will be appearing in Mega Raids. Mega Gengar will be appearing in Mega Raids from Friday, October 1st at 10 a.m. to Friday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. local time. And Mega Absol will be making its debut in Mega Raids from Friday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. to Friday, November 5th at 10 a.m. local time. And luckily I have a shiny Absol, so yeah, definitely going to be Mega Evolving that. Every Wednesday in October, a raid hour event will occur from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time. The following Pokemon will be featured. Wednesday, October 6th, Genesect holding a Douse Dive. Wednesday, October 13th, Altered Form Giratina. Wednesday, October 20th, Altered Form Giratina. And Wednesday, October 27th, Darkrai that knows the attack Sludge Bomb. Pokemon Spotlight Towers. In the month of October, Pokemon Spotlight Tower will take place every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time, and each will spotlight a different Pokemon and a special bonus. Tuesday, October 5th, Drifloon will be in the spotlight and you'll earn twice the XP for evolving Pokemon. Tuesday, October 12th, Ghastly will be in the spotlight and you'll earn twice the Stardust for catching Pokemon. Tuesday, October 19th, Gotheater will be in the spotlight and you'll earn twice the XP for catching Pokemon. Tuesday, October 26th, Mokro will be in the spotlight and you'll earn twice the XP for evolving Pokemon. October Community Day, as you know, Duskull, so we're not going to be going with that. And upcoming events, stay tuned for the details about these upcoming events. So, Movie Time event, so the Secrets of Jungle, which we just went over. Niantic's birthday, in celebration of Niantic's birthday, on Wednesday, October 6th, log into Pokemon Go to obtain a free box between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. local time on that day. Pokemon Go Halloween returns from Friday, October 15th to Sunday, October 31st, 2021, obviously. Costume Pokemon will return for our spooky annual Halloween event. Look forward to costume Pokemon appearing in the wild, a new Halloween themed special research story. More details to come out soon. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Yep, now it's time for Poke Time, and this week we're going to be going over Genesect, the Paleozoic, I think that's how you pronounce it, Pokemon. So, yeah, there's actually five forms of it. So there's the normal one, then there's the Shock Drive, Burn Drive, Chill Drive, and Douse Drive. So there's different drives. And the Pokedex entry for it is Genesect. It's a bipedal insectoid Pokemon with a metal body and a saucer-shaped head. It's primarily purple with several grey markings. It has two large red eyes and a small white part that could be either its mouth or a vent. It has thin arms with overlapping segments. Each arm ends with a single pointed claw from which it can spin a sticky string to create structures. There's a grey circle on each shoulder and a grey band around its abdomen. Its segmented legs, each with a large upward curving claw. The powerful cannon on its back and other attachments were added as part of the modifications made to it by Team Plasma. It's the only Pokemon capable of learning the move Techno Blast, an attack which changes the type depending on the drive it holds. Even before Team Plasma modified Genesect, it was feared as the strongest of hunters. By folding up its limbs and connecting its head to the cannon on its back, Genesect can assume a flying saucer-like form, allowing it to fly. This form is known in Japanese as the high-speed flight configuration. Genesect was revived from a fossil and technologically advanced by Team Plasma to create the most powerful Pokemon ever. I thought Mewtwo was the most powerful Pokemon ever. Like, Armored Mewtwo, what about Arceus? Like, they keep on changing the most powerful Pokemon ever. Like, Regigigas can move a whole continent. I would say that's pretty powerful. N had the project cancelled and the P2 laboratory closed because he felt that Pokemon who he thought to be perfect beings would lose their beauty if modified by science. However, scientist Dudley kept some work on it, angry that N denied his talent. The scientist reconstructed Genesect and installed the cannon on its back. So now for the best moveset for Genesect. So I'll be going over the normal one and Douse Drive as well, but then they might change. So it's Bug and Steel type, it's vulnerable to fire, which deals 256% damage, and resistant to a normal Bug, Steel, Psychic, Ice, Dragon, Fairy, which deals 63% damage, and Poison and Grass deal 39% damage. So for the best moveset for offense, Metal Claw and Magnet Bomb, and defense, the same more stuff. So yeah. Quick moves, Fury Cut and Metal Claw, and main moves, Hyper Beam, Magnet Bomb, and X Scissor. So obviously there's different moves or different forms. The best Pokemon to counter it are Reshiram with Fire Fang Overheat, Chandelure with Fire Spin Overheat, Darmanitan Standard Form with Fire Fang Overheat, and yeah. The shiny is actually red and it looks amazing. Like, it's annoying that you can't get the shiny for Douse Drive right now. And the base stats, attack 252, defense 199, stamina 174. Max EP for level 15 is 1437, level 20, 1916, level 30, 2874, level 40, 3353. Max EP with Weather Boost, level 25 is 2395, level 35 is 3114. Max HP for level 40 is 149, the height is 1.5 meters, the weight is 82.5 kilograms, and yeah, so the base capture rate is 2%, base flea rate is 1%, buddy walk distance 20 kilometers. Yeah, I just checked, and yeah, there's pretty much no difference, but then I'll update it if, yeah, the moveset is released and anything changes. So, yep, now it's time for tip of the week, and this week, well, it's not really, well, as I say, lots of times it's not really a tip, more just like a quality of life kind of tip in a way. So it's basically, you know, when like I haven't said this one before, but when you're like catching legendaries and like you get the raspberries, what you should actually do is, if you already have the legendary and you know it's not like you know it's not obviously a hundo, you might as well just use a normal raspberries and pineapple berries, so you can keep those raspberries for later, and yeah, so you can use them. And also a tip about raspberry, so when you use them on a buddy, it automatically uses the three hearts instead of having to use three berries. So yeah, that's a quick tip. And anyway, that's the end of the episode, so thanks for listening this far, and hopefully I'll be back on schedule next week. And yeah, thanks for listening this far, and goodbye from TK Muffin.